Roger, Munt on 90.
Roger, Roger.
Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, Lyndon.
I thought I had three or four references in that agriculture and all your distribution of food and feeding the people of the world and so forth. And I have said to all your agricultural leaders, including your chairman and both your committees, that we want to have the farm organizations come in and testify on exactly what they want, and we'll try to help them reach a consensus and pass a bill. And we've got the money and the budget for a bill. Made an allowance for what we would estimate it would cost. We've got the cattlemen from all over the country up here now. The Secretary of Agriculture has already made a recommendation on the matter. At my insistence, I had him come to Texas and meet with a group of them. And we hope that if we can stay out of the newspapers on it, that in a matter of days we'll have some kind of an agreement on imports.
Oh, that's wonderful news. We
had the same thing under Truman. We had 44 cent calves, and then when we changed governments, they dropped pretty low, and we do have an overpopulated cattle supply. I know because I've got them myself.
But
imports are really, Carl.
That statement where you said, by golly, about buy and sell.
That's right. Well, that was with the cattle people in mind, because Australia and New Zealand ship it. Actually, to be honest with you, the imports haven't got much to do with it. Our cattlemen think they have.
Psychologically.
But what we're going to try to do, and this is strictly off the record, we've got the Australian Minister of Trade on his way to the United States now. I've been on this thing for 3 weeks, and I wanted you to know about it. I don't want it in the paper, because if I do, then it looks like that we're browbeating them, and then they won't agree to it. And we've got to voluntarily do it if we can. If not, we've got to go to the Trade Commission.
Sure.
Tariff Commission, I mean.
While you're on the wire, let me thank you for that wonderful letter that was written.
Well, I was proud of it.
I was proud of it.
I want you to thank me for that budget, too. I've got all the liberals mad at me.
I told the press, I said, now look, he talks about this budget as a member of the Appropriations Committee. I'm 100% in his corner.
Well, I've cut him out. I've turned him back now. You know how much they asked me for?
I remember down at Drankson's office. You were telling us you cut him back some $10 billion.
Well, that was just defense. And civilian $10. They asked for $122.75. 56. Put that down.
That's
122.7.
56. That's
a hell of a new obligational authority. I gave them 103.
Yep. Well, that's fine.
So that's $19 billion total, and our expenditures will be 97.9. Now, I haven't got any bill that I recommended that's not in this budget.
They're all in there.
Every damn one of them.
Well, then that's darn good.
If you don't pass the Youth Employment Act, then I save that money. If you don't pass the Farm Bill, I save that money. If you don't pass Appalachian Poverty, then I save that money. But I've got it in there for every one of them. I've worked on this for 7 weeks
I
now.
I know that. I remember you telling us down when you had the Christmas drinking. I said I'm cutting them down. I thought that was the total, but that's just defense.
Not just defense. Defense is $9,565,000,000 itself.
Count on me to vote for these cuts, fella. I'll be right there.
Well, they'll be done, and I don't want to be political now. Don't you fellas make me. Let's get in June, and then we can take off in June, and then we can just run a hell of a race. And besides, Carl, you ain't going to have any better president as far as Munt's concerned anyway.
We're not gonna I know something else. We're not gonna have a change.
You can't pick one in your party that's better for Munt.
You're right.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Lynn.
Bye.
Right.